Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to Sack Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles. Hello.
Hello.
You okay? You gonna make it?
I guess I'll make it.
You a little bit sick?
I've been sick. I've been ill.
Does it burn when you pee?
No.
Oh.
You?
No. No. I was just wondering.
Well, okay. You often start off with questions like that at parties or what?
Yeah, well, I've been told, apparently,
that the smell of my urine burns people's eyes.
No, I have one guy won't even talk to me because he swears I said cunning lingus to him when I initially met him.
Hi, cunning lingus.
Yeah, I swear I didn't say it, but I don't know how that comes in conversation. But
well, he is a linguist. I don't know why he got so mad.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway, well, just some weird stuff. I seen a commercial while I had to go out of town, and so I, watch a lot of cable television, or at least the whatever cable is at the hotel, mm-hmm. which usually isn't much. It's like kind of like, you know, neutered cable at the hotel.
Right.
That's what I call it, neutered cable.
Yeah.
Because they don't get all the stations. You get, like, you know, four. But I saw something that you talked about this year.
Really?
It was, like, a commercial for a fat patch.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Tell me, please.
Well, I didn't watch the whole damn thing, you know. It was just depressing. But they had a patch that helped you burn fat.
No.
Yes.
Damn it.
Well, evidently they either did the science or the marketing, one of the two. So they got the fat patch out there. I had, like, this picture of this chick, and she put the fat patch.
The Polish Nostradamus has struck once again.
And, you know, well, they got the patch now for the birth control, you know. You've seen those commercials,
right.
Haven't you?
Right.
Yeah. You can put it here, here, or here. That whole thing?
Yeah, I saw that.
The funny thing is the third spot is, like, right over the opening. You know what I mean?
It's
100% effective if you stick it right there on the,
yeah.
The clitoris.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But its effectiveness gets a little bit less as you move it around the rest of the part of your body. But,
oh, my goodness.
Although I heard they had an AIDS patch as well, but that's a whole position thing, too.
What?
It's about the size of a license plate.
Oh, I see.
You stick it out of your butt cheeks.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's a horrible joke. I just thought of that, too, because the whole patch thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, the other thing was that I was reading, and this is just tonight, and there's going to be a show on VH1 that's a ripoff of Trading Spaces where Tommy Lee gets to, like, come and decorate your house while you're away. You know what I mean? Like, he gets to design what they're going to do to your house.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah, Tommy Lee is one of the people that's on doing this show. I mean,
it's only
one episode. What?
From Motley Crue?
Yeah.
That Tommy Lee.
The ones they listed were Tommy Lee and Sammy Hagar, I think.
Oh, no.
As two of the rock stars who will come and decorate your, you know, give the inspiration to decorate your house.
No.
And then they do it while you're away, and
no.
So it's another, if you, there's like, whatever reason, Trading Spaces is a learning channel. It came popular.
Yeah.
I know there's all these rip-off shows.
Right.
That are exactly, it's essentially kind of the same thing. Well, this was VH1's rip-off of Trading Spaces, except their idea is to let, you know, like people from Motley Crue give the ideas to redecorate your house. I don't think they actually do the work. That would be even funnier, actually. But
no.
So,
I don't believe you.
Just to jump on the bandwagon, I'm offering up that you and I will come redecorate someone's house. Yeah, as part of the thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll do our show from the redecorated house and put pictures up on the internet.
We could do like Scott Baker's house or something.
Yeah, we could do like, yeah, Scott Baker's house.
Yeah.
That'll be the first one, maybe.
I got beer posters from college.
Right.
I got a lot of buttons.
Yeah, but see, like, where they actually get a budget, ours is like, the budget is like the price of a meal at Applebee's for two people. So, whatever you can get at Applebee's for two people, that's what we spend on the redecorating.
You think?
Yeah. And we do a lot of, you know, picking things up as we go kind of deal.
I just say it's like leftover things in your house.
Or, yeah, or things you put away that you really didn't want out.
Yeah, like under the crawl space kind of stuff.
I was thinking that we take all the yard art and bring it into a room. That would be my attempt at redecorating.
You think?
Like little gnomes, you know, put them on the couch.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. Wow. We'll call it, I'm trying to think of a name right here. We'll call it Static Feng Shui. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think about that?
I like that idea.
Or we could be a little more European and just call it foutoir. Or merde.
Merde.
Or ojete, something like that.
Welcome to merde. You're now in merde.
Bob and Miles will come redecorate your house.
You're living in a world of merde.
Somehow, I think if it was left to you, the only thing you would touch would be the toilet bowl. Somehow, I think.
Yeah. Right.
It's pointillism. Don't you get it?
Oh, please.
I only ate carrots. Anyway.
Jeez.
So, yeah, that's what I saw. Fat Patch and the Train Spaces ripoff thing. I'm thinking we should do it just to jump on the bandwagon.
Right?
Sure. I'm putting it out there.
All right.
Miles and I, for the price of a meal at Applebee's, will redecorate a room in your home.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Well, they got to put us up.
Oh.
Yeah.
You better live in the Midwest, too, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's it.
Oh,
I don't know. We'll think of a title. I don't know which one I like the best, but we'll go with one of those. Yeah.
I don't know.
I can already hear the first, like, Scott Baker. He comes in to see his room. It looked like two monkeys wiped their ass in my room.
Looks like my underwear. The one he was being babysat that one time.
Oh man.
Old reference.
I got two words for you, Scott. Crocodile Hunter. Anyway, so what's going on with you? That's all I got.
We're over at Grandma's apartment over the weekend.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. Over at Grandma's apartment.
As a matter of fact, we're redecorating right now here at the house.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little thing with a couple of spools of wire and an orange crate.
Oh, God.
So you're over at Grandma's apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And my wife tries to get over there once a week to clean the litter box.
Oh, jeez. Your grandmother uses a litter box?
Yeah, it's weird. She just learned how to. No, she has a cat.
She goes, meow.
No, she has a cat.
She ran right up against your leg when you came over?
No. You were hearing some weird shit, dude. You are some funky.
Meow, Miles.
Alright. No.
She doesn't play like Cat Scratch Fever 24 hours a day over there, does she?
My wife. My wife's cleaning up, making some comments like, oh, it doesn't really look that dirty.
This duty looks like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Huh?
No, go ahead.
94, you know.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I've been helping out. I've been cleaning it up, too.
Oh, well, that was really nice.
And, you know, her eyesight's pretty bad, you know, so my wife's wondering how she could even find the materials to clean it up with, you know.
The scooper in the bag, you mean?
Yeah, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So Grandma's like, oh, yeah, I've been helping clean it up, too. And my wife's like, oh, really? How? With the, like, what? And the grandma's like, well, I've been getting the turds out of there. And my wife's like, well, how? With a spoon or, you know? And you want to guess what the
cleaner?
Answer was?
What?
Her hand. Her hand.
Would
yes.
Would you like a stogie?
Oh, I don't think I'll pass on dessert, thanks.
I think the neighbor brought by these Cubans are a bit odd shaped. I think they're irregulars.
Oh.
I've been smoking them for a week.
Oh.
It tastes like shit.
Oh, my God.
They're hard to keep lit.
These little smokies.
Oh, jeez. Little yeah. smokies.
That was a revelation,
oh,
I tell you.
Did she wash her hand, I hope?
Oh, my God.
That's
that was
disgusting.
Really a revelation, you
That's
know?
Disgusting. Like a sandwich, smiles!
Yeah.
I got some of that brown mustard.
Oh, man. I was not feeling well after I heard that.
Was she running her fingers through your hair or what? I make it easy on myself. I feed the cat string and then I just clip off the turd.
God, no. No.
Follow the cat around with a pair of scissors.
You know, actually, that happened to us once.
You personally or what?
No, we had a cat that ate like a bunch of string.
Yeah.
And this is like a long time ago. And my wife was like, oh, my God, look at, you know, you can see it trailing out of the cat, you know. So she's like, oh, you have to get that out.
It's like a candle wick.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
So she grabs the cat, and I grab the string. It was like one of those old pull cars you had as a kid, you know.
Oh, geez.
With the black thing you stick in it.
Yeah.
And you pull it out, and it goes, whee! That's what happened, and I was like, whee!
Of course. The string was still in its intestines, man.
Yeah, it was. I pulled it out.
You should have clipped it off.
No, I pulled out the string out of its
butt.
Oh, gross. I did.
This poor cat's got, like, intestinal rope burn.
Yeah. That's a true story. I really did do that.
I was going to say, the cat ate tinsel and had a turd hanging off of it, so, you know. Christmas time. So grandma's rolling her own, huh? Throwing it at the neighbor kids or what?
I don't know. I
if her eyesight's poor, is she like fishing around in the litter for it?
Well, what gets me though is what is she doing with it after she fishes it out?
Though? I don't know. She didn't make a statement like, you know, cats don't digest most of their food.
Oh,
tasty.
Oh, hey, your food bill's been way down.
Yeah, what have you been eating? Oh, I eat whatever the cat doesn't eat.
Dude, that is not right.
What are you talking about?
That is so not right.
I think picking up cat shit with your bare hands is not right.
Well, come on.
At least voluntarily. Is she divine or what?
I don't know, man.
I thought he was dead. Is your grandmother divine?
I don't know. I heard some weird stuff, man, but that was pretty much...
Oh, honey! I've been cleaning up the cat box.
It was a little bit too much. It was, man.
They used to call me Kirby back in college days because I used to be able to suck anything up. I didn't want to use a Hoover, but, you know, Kirby's a vacuum cleaner, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
oh,
that's gross.
Goodness. I heard of cleanliness, so that's really ridiculous.
Did you shake her hand or what?
Oh, no, I snuck out of there after that.
Did you smell her fingers?
No, I didn't shake her hands and smell her fingers.
Grandma!
I think I went home and took a bath after that.
Oh, jeez.
A little grossed out.
You didn't use one of her washcloths, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, this is my butt washcloth. This is my cat poop washcloth and my poopy cat fingers. This is like she's got them embroidered. That's disgusting.
What's this washcloth with a black cat on it?
What's this smiling cat on a washcloth for?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
No. Fluffy can't reach around and lick herself anymore.
Oh, my God.
I'm helping her out.
I can't even imagine barehanding some cat shit.
Oh, well, what if it had diarrhea or something?
Yeah, well, what if it was still fresh? You know?
Does she roll it in the litter to kill the odor?
All these questions are popping up in my head. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus, you flush it, you think?
I don't know. I'm not Quincy, you know. I didn't go into that much detail, you know.
I'm not Quincy.
I mean, it's not CSI or something.
Damn it, Sam.
Sam, go in there.
Sam, you find out where those fingers have been. Quince. I never leave the office. What you're going to do today? I'm not doing it. Nobody will remember Quincy.
Yeah, we need a modern reference.
Yeah, CSI. That's David Caruso.
Anyway, let that be a warning. No, don't kiss grandma's hand.
Yeah, right. Yep.
If you have a grandma...
I'm making popcorn balls for Halloween.
What's all this grit in the popcorn ball?
Hey, this isn't kernels.
This is that low dust popcorn ball. So if you're going to your grandma's house this week, for God's sakes, stay away from those freaking hands.
Oh, Jesus.